That's easy, said Piglet. You could just keep going backwards and forwards and getting loads of runs.
Ah, yes, but the other team is trying to stop you. If you miss the ball and it knocks over your stumps, you're out. If you hit the ball and one of the fielders catches it before it bounces, then you're out too. The same goes if the fielder throws the ball and hits the stumps while you are running. When all the first team is out, everyone changes places and the batters become the bowlers and fielders.
Seems like a lot of running up and down, said Eeyore, for no very good purpose.
No, no, said Christopher Robin, getting excited. You see, it's like this. So he told them more strange things about having a short leg and a silly point and runouts, and when a ball was a no-ball and things like that. And while the animals felt that this cricket business was not entirely sensible, they definitely started to get the idea that it was fun. Over the next few days, from morning till night, while the bees buzzed contentedly around the hollow oak and the gentle whine of an aeroplane looping the loop above the 100-acre wood throbbed in the scented air, it was cricket, cricket, and ever more cricket. Finally, Kanga, who had relatives in Australia, proposed that a proper match should be arranged and that it should be a test match. Pooh asked what that was. Christopher Robin said, "A test match is a very important game played between England and Australia. The winner gets the ashes."
"What ashes are those?" asked Rabbit.
"I'm not quite sure, Rabbit."
"I've got the ashes of my Uncle Robert in a vase on my mantelpiece," said Owl. "It blew over in the great gale and the vase broke, but I got a new vase and most of the ashes."
"I think we should have a test match," said Kanga. "Me and Roo can be Australia, and the rest of you can be England."
"There can't be just the two of you," said Christopher Robin. "That wouldn't be fair at all."
"We're very good," said Roo. "Really, we are. Watch me, watch me."
Saying which, he swung the bat in the air and fell over backwards as he aimed it at the ball.
"That was just a practice swing,"
he explained, and tried again, and fell over backwards again. "If there were just the two of you, with one of you bowling and one of you keeping wicket, there would be nobody left to field," said Christopher Robin. "I need to think about this." He went to sit on a large boulder, which was an excellent place to think, because it was just the right height and did not interrupt. Eventually, he climbed down and announced, "We will have a test match, but we won't be playing for the ashes of Owl's Uncle Robert. And it won't be England against Australia. The match will be between the four-legged and the two-legged animals. It will be held on the day after tomorrow and will begin at 11.
"Cricket under the trees and having fun? Count me out," grumbled Eeyore.
"But Eeyore," said Pooh, "we won't be able to manage without you."
Eeyore raised an eyebrow. "These are the teams," continued Christopher Robin. "The four legs, Pooh, Tigger, Rabbit and Piglet. The two legs, Kanga, Roo and me. Owl is to be the umpire."
"I will captain the four legs team," said Rabbit immediately, while some of the others counted their legs.
Lottie cleared her throat.
"Excuse me," she said quietly.
"Oh, Lottie, I am sorry," said Christopher Robin, but the truth of it was that he couldn't remember whether Lottie had four legs or two, and it seemed rude to look.
"I know my legs are quite short," Lottie continued, "but that is the way with otters. There are four of them, and they have been much admired."
"Of course, Lottie," said Christopher Robin. "I was only hesitating because the four legs already outnumber the two legs."
"Then I shall play for the two legs, of course," said Lottie.
After Christopher Robin had thought about it, and Rabbit had got tired of waiting and had gone to clear out the larder, there was never much in it because he liked it to be clean, and Pooh had had several smackerels of honey, and Piglet had become quite pink with excitement thinking about the match, and Tigger had had a swallow of the linseed oil and not cared for it at all, a team sheet was produced, with the teams set out impressively like this. Four legs. Tigger, Pooh, Piglet, Rabbit, Captain, Eeyore, Wicketkeeper. Two legs, Kanga, Roo, Lottie, who actually has four, C. Robin, C.
captain. Eeyore, wicket-keeper. Umpire, Owl. His decision is final. Scorers, Henry Rush and friends and relations too small to participate. Extra fielders, friends and relations big enough to catch a ball without being squished.
What does the scorer do?
Asked Henry Rush the beetle. He adds things up and writes everything down in a book. How is your adding? Said Christopher Robin.
It's very good, some of the time, replied Henry Rush. But it's difficult when you haven't got fingers.
Just do your best, said Christopher Robin, patting him gently on the shell.